Have you said to yourself, I wish I knew what she was thinking, or I wish I knew what frustrated him? I'd like to come up with some way of interacting more effectively with them. I wish I could read their mind, then I'd know what it is I need to do. Then you may proceed to beat yourself up, saying, if I paid more attention to their body language or their cues, I could figure it out. Maybe you can. However, there is an easier way to find out what motivates somebody or what frustrates them, what it is you do that puts them on their back heel or makes them tiptoe around you. There is an expression, you have not because you ask not. It's so obvious that if we were to ask the person, perhaps they could tell us about themselves. Example, let's say we're working together. I may be your boss. I may be a peer. And we sit down and perhaps we've been working with each other for some time, or it may be a new relationship. Let's pretend that this is a new relationship and that you're my boss. Boss, we haven't worked together before. I really would like to get off to a good start. And I think the best way to approach this is to say, I'm not good at reading your mind. And I know I'm not perfect. And I know during the course of events that I will say things or do things that frustrate you, put you on edge, or in some way begin to open up a gap between us. I'd really like to avoid that. So what would help me a lot is when that happens, and I know it will, when that happens, would you please call it to my attention in the moment? Tell me what it is I'm doing. Give me the specific behavior that is causing the problem and tell me the impact it has on you. For example, if I begin to draw a story out too long and you're waiting for me to get to the point or to make a point, please say, you know, my mind is beginning to drift. What would help is if you could make the point, then let me ask questions to clarify the point rather than you're trying to anticipate my questions and answer them all. That would help me interact with you. A concern I have is you may not want to hurt my feelings. This I would not consider to be a personal issue. I would consider this to be a professional relationship, and that you want me to be effective as your direct report, and I want to be effective. So if you will coach me on how to work with you and how to relate with you, then we can get off to the best start. As sort of a check on ourselves, I'm going to write on my calendar that every 2 weeks I should spend 5 or 10 minutes checking in with you to see if there's anything that's causing you any heartburn or putting you on your back heel. There's something else I would really like to do, and that is I would like to be as effective and meet your needs as I can. The way I can best do that is if you could describe to me a direct report or a composite of various direct reports and give me specific traits, characteristics, and behaviors that you found effective. For example, you might say something like this. One of my direct reports every Friday would send me an email. The email would take me approximately 5 minutes to read. What it had in it was how I made the company money this week, how I saved the company money this week, crises that I prevented, and where I'm going to need your help in the following week. Actually, it was a win-win because I took for granted some things that the person was doing and other things. I was totally unaware of it. This report kept me clued in, and frankly, it helped me at salary review and promotion time. Well, your boss just gave you some valuable data on how to interact with. So a period of time passes, your boss gets more comfortable with you, you put them at ease, you have in essence opened the door for them to give you feedback and things are going well. At some point in time, you may or may not, it's up to you, choose to say something like this to the boss. You know, I really appreciate the information you've given me. It helps me know how to better manage our relationship. I'm wondering if and when there are times when you frustrate me or slow me down on a project and you really want the project to ramp up, do I have your permission to interact with you and tell you how you might be more effective in your communication with me? And hopefully they might say something like, well, can you give me an example? And or you may say, well, for example, we schedule meetings once a week for 15 minutes, and approximately 50% of the time those meetings get canceled. If we could figure out a way to keep those meetings alive, the impact on me would be I wouldn't have to delay a project in order to clarify some points with you and could press ahead. Or if we could figure out some other way of touching base, that would be a win-win. This is a quick review of how to, in essence, establish a better relationship. And I think we know from experience, if we can put people at ease and we can begin to talk to each other in an open way and not have to tiptoe around, we can get on with the job of getting work done. The conversations I've modeled probably aren't your words, may not be your style. Hopefully you get a sense that by asking and interacting, you can become more of a solution and eliminate some problems that lack of communication causes.